Who's on inside my clothes is my own business, and everyone else can mind their own. Is that clear?
Of course. But if you do get trouble, you know who to come to.
Yeah. Thanks.
The afternoon drifted by, with several of the group snatching at the rare chance of safety and stillness to catch up on lost sleep and relaxation, allowing their bodies to recuperate from the physical and mental horrors of making the double jump. Dean wandered to the lakeside, picking out flat pebbles and flicking them underarm at the serene water, whooping occasionally at an especially long duck-and-drake skimmer. Ryan and Christy were lying together in the shade of a feathery blue spruce, watching the sylvan scene.
I know what you're thinking, lover.
Yeah?
Shall I tell you?
I love you so much, Ryan Cotter. Now go on and tell me what I was thinking.
First, you were thinking how much you love me, which made me remember that I felt something kind of similar about you.
Bastard. I wish I hadn't told you my secret. Go on.
You were thinking that this seemed like a nice place to settle and raise a family.
Christy's smile vanished as quickly as a late frost off a summer pasture.
Yes.
Well, you were. I knew you would. Anytime we come across somewhere like this, woods, water, sun, mountains, and all that shit.
All that shit?
You know what I mean, Christy. Don't get pissed at me, because I feel the same.
Do you, Ryan?
Of course.
But?
But what?
There always has to be a but, doesn't there, lover?
Yeah. Something that's ideal, the way this region seems, never turns out to be in the long run. It's happened all the other times, and all the other places.
There's always a worm at the heart of the apple.
Something like that. Evil and death. A rotting skull underneath a pretty Marty mask. I've had my hopes raised a few times in my life. I don't like the feeling.
Fair enough. But let's spend a while in this particular paradise and see how it goes.
Sure. It's such a good place, brimming with game, fish in the lake. I could stay here a week or so.
That would be...
Ryan suddenly leapt to his feet.
What was that?
Stay back!
A wolf?
Ryan drew his Sig Sauer and ran to the side of the lake, looking to the left. Christy was at his heels, Jack close behind. The others only just started to waken from sleep. Dean was at the edge of the water, backing away toward the camp, crouching, his right hand held out defensively. He was around 100 paces off, but Ryan could see the bright flash of silver off the blade of the knife and the sparkle of the turquoise from the hilt. The animal facing Dean was nearly as big as a full-grown timber wolf, but it looked to Ryan more like a German shepherd. It was belly down, looking ready to spring, its red-rimmed eyes fixed on its prey. The brindled coat was marked by three distinctive white blazes on its chest, like stars. It crept closer to the boy.
Get the rifle. It's our best chance.
No, use mine.
Mildred drew the six-shot revolver she always carried, the Czech CKR-551, chambered to take the big Smith & Wesson round. Trader had his Armalite, and he shouldered the woman aside.
Oof. Hey!
The boy's partly in the line of fire. He won't do anything with that fucking little gaudy toy. I'll take it out.
She shoots, Trader.
Oh yeah? Does she fuck too?
Dean jabbed out quickly at the dog, holding off a charge, making him wait a little longer. But time was passing, and time was lifeblood. Ryan felt the old familiar crimson mist of blind anger seeping over his mind. He took the 9mm P226 and jammed it into Trader's side.
She shoots.
Trader said nothing, his whole body stiffening, his eyes narrowing, lips peeling back in a feral snarl of anger. But he didn't try any movement.
Do it, Mildred.
You're killing your son.
Mildred stood very still, shuffling her boots to gain a sure purchase. She lifted the revolver in her right hand, staring down the barrel. Ryan held his breath, seeing the way the big dog's haunches were quivering with barely repressed tension, ready to spring at the boy's throat. The animal didn't move for several seconds.
Again?
No need. Killed it.
The dog's head went back as though it had been distracted by a bird flying nearby. Then, its muzzle dropped to the shingle, its flank shivered, and it was motionless. Mildred began to walk toward Dean, who was still carefully watching the dead animal. Jack and the others all followed her. Neither Trader nor Ryan moved.
Mildred won a silver medal in the free-shooting pistol event at the last ever Olympic Games.
She's the best shot with a hand blaster that I ever saw.
What about Three-Eyed Charlie? Lived near the Sippy back in...
The best. I knew she could pull that shot off and save Dean from, at best, a bad mauling. She's better than any of us.
You could have just said. Didn't have to ram that blaster into my ribs like this.
There was no time. You reckon I can put it back in its holster now?
Yeah, I reckon.
Ryan put away the Sig Sauer. Every nerve on the alert for Trader swinging the butt of the Armalite at his head. But there was nothing. The others had gathered around Dean, but Ryan noticed that Christy was watching the dramatic scene behind her, and her hand was on the butt of her own five-shot Smith & Wesson.
That dog had a collar on.
I didn't notice.
You never did see everything, Ryan, with only one fucking eye.
I see more with one than you do with two.
Yeah, that'll be the day, Pilgrim. That'll be the day.
They walked together across the sloping beach. Ryan thought that the moment of extreme tension had passed, until Trader grabbed him by the forearm, his fingers like steel traps.
Before we get to the others, partner.
Yeah?
You've known me a long time. You know that not many men stick me with a blaster and ever eat another meal.
If I had to, I'd do it again, Trader.
I know you would. Just so's you know, I might not react so slow next time.
If there is a next time.
Trader's fingers relaxed their grip.
Let's go see how pretty a shot the lady is.
The dog lay on the beach, surrounded by the rest of the group of friends. Ryan walked up and patted Dean on the back.
You all right, son?
Yeah.
The pallor of Dean's cheeks told a slightly different story.
Came out of the woods at me. I reckon I could have taken it with my knife.
Ryan noticed that Trader had been correct. There was a metal collar around its throat, above the three white stars. Abe bent down to stare at it.
Shit, he's big. I don't see a bullet hole, Mildred. There's no blood.
Yeah, I couldn't see much because of Dean being in the way. Just part of its head. So I shot it through the right ear.
You hit a dog in the ear at 100 yards. With a fucking hand blaster.
There, see that tiny trickle of blood? Absolutely perfect shot.
I told you, Trader.
Ryan unbuckled the collar from the dog's throat before they walked back to the campsite. Dean stayed behind with the dead animal.
What does the collar say? Mayhap that his name was Rover and he lived at Sunnydown Cottage?
No, I bet it was called Three Stars. No. Killer Bastard.
Well, lover, tell us.
Well, according to this collar tag, the dog was called 279-792493A.
That shows a sad lack of the romantic. Why not Stout Heart or Valiant?
Dean was just returning to the campfire. There wasn't any other marking on the dog, was there, Dean?
The three white patches. One foot was white as well. And the collar.
Nothing else?
I don't think so. I can't go and look either because I just threw the body in the lake.
That wasn't very ecologically responsible. Couldn't you have buried it?
No, of course not, Mildred. That's a pretty stupid idea, isn't it, Dad?
Well, different people have different ideas. The truth is, I'd probably either have left the body where it was, or I'd have thrown it in the lake.
There!
The point of fact, son, is, I wish you hadn't heaved it in the water. There was something about it that made me wonder.
Wonder what, Ryan? About how healthy it looked? And that weird collar?
Yeah. I'll go and walk along a ways, see if it's still floating where I can get at it.
I'll come.
All right. This is such a good place, we may as well stay here for the night.
Ryan and Jack made their way toward the spot where the dog had come out of the undergrowth and menaced Dean. The afternoon was wearing on, and the shadows were lengthening. Out in the middle of the lake, a huge trout leapt and sparkled in the spray. And across the far side, the two men saw a small herd of deer browsing quietly.
Could live forever here. Nobody lives forever, Jack. Was it near here?
I think so. Before a bit of land that was sticking out.
Ryan stood with his back to the forest, trying to make out the corpse of the dog, which should still have been floating, sodden in the lake. Ryan and Jack both spun to face what at first looked like a wolf, but which they realized was a German shepherd dog, with three white stars on its chest, a white foot, and a silver collar around its powerful, bristling throat.
Holy shit! Ghost dog!
The dog started toward them, tail out, moving one careful paw at a time. Its teeth were bared, and a yellow dribble of froth was sliding from its jaws. The sunlight danced on the silver collar.
It's the same dog.
Jack reached his right hand behind him for the taped hilt of one of his leaf-bladed throwing knives.
It can't be.